Perigyom Mishnah Aleph. Although according to the rules which we have learnt up until now, having a haircut on Chol HaMoed for the sake of Yom Tov should be permitted, it's considered to be Letzorech HaMoed. However, Midi Rabbonon, it is forbidden to have a haircut at all on Chol HaMoed. And the same applies for washing one's clothes. And the reason for this is in order that one ends up having a haircut and washing his clothes before Yom Tov begins. Because really one should come into Yom Tov with fresh clothes and a fresh haircut, looking very presentable, for the honor of the Yom Tov. And if it was permitted to do so on Chol HaMoed, people would end up pushing it off and not coming into the beginning of Yom Tov, having washed their clothes and having had a haircut. Now, because this is the reason, if for whatever reason it was impossible for somebody to have a haircut before Yom Tov, it would be permitted for him to do so on Chol HaMoed. The Eilu Megalchim BaMoed, the following people can have a haircut on Chol HaMoed because they were not able to do so beforehand. Habo Mdinas Hayam, one who comes and arrives from abroad, so he had to go away for some sort of business activity. The Mefarshim explain it's not just somebody who went on holiday, but he had to go away for some sort of business or other purpose, and since he went abroad it's quite well known. And so if people see him having a haircut on Chol HaMoed, they'll realize that it's because he couldn't have one before. Umabes HaShivya, somebody who comes out of being held in captivity, and he was freed either just before Yom Tov, so he didn't have enough time before Yom Tov to have a haircut, or if he was freed on Chol HaMoed. Mayotzim Beis HaSurin, somebody who goes out of prison. Vahamanudeh, somebody who is under a ban known as a nidui. A nidui is a sort of ban which is placed by a Talmud Chacham, or by a Beis Din, upon a particular person who has violated certain averus, or if he doesn't comply with what the Beis Din say. So they would decree a nidui on him, which in most scenarios means that for 30 days, he can't have contact with other people, he's not counted as part of a minyan, and one of the laws which also applies to a menudeh, somebody who has this nidui ban upon him, is that he is not allowed to have a haircut. The Chachomim permitted his ban. If they removed his ban either just before Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed, so he was not able to have one beforehand, and therefore he is able to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now, a neder is when one makes a vow against benefiting from a particular item, or he could make a vow against performing a particular activity with an item. So he could make a neder against his hair with regards to the benefit of cutting his hair. So in other words, he makes a vow not to cut his hair. Now, even once one has made a vow, there is a way to permit the vow. If he goes to a Talmud Chacham, and he regrets having made the vow, and he didn't realize what situation it would put him into, so if certain conditions are met, then the Chacham can permit his vow. So the Mishnah says, V'chein mi shenishal l'chacham, v'hutar, the same applies to somebody who approached and asked a Talmud Chacham to permit his vow, the hutar, and indeed his vow was permitted. So until now, he wasn't able to have a haircut, and now he can. The hanozir, a nozir who is somebody who accepts upon himself certain prohibitions, including not cutting his hair. So if his period of being a nozir ended just before Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed itself, so once again, he would be able to have a haircut on Chol HaMoed. The hametzora, a metzora who is somebody who has tzara'as and is tomei for at least a week, who goes up from being Tomei to being Tohar, meaning somebody who stops being a Metzora, he also, whilst he was a Metzora, he was not able to have a haircut, because that is one of the laws which applies to a Metzora. And now that he can have a haircut, he would be able to do so on Chol HaMoed.